Pastor Willen back again. Well, greetings in the name of Jesus. Reading from the book of Proverbs, 4th chapter, 22nd verse. The title of this short lesson is "There Healing" in Proverbs 4:22. Well, praise the Lord. Yes, there is. That verse says, "For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh." And what that word literally means is medicine to all their flesh. God's word is his medicine. The Hebrew word for that word health is marpe. Marpe, M-A-R-P-E, which when saying it this way, marpe, M-A-R-P-A-Y, literally mean medicine. That word is marpe is translated healing, health, cure, remedy, and soundness, wholesome. God's word is his medicine. It means deliverance. It brings deliverance to you. If you just meditate on his word, it will profit you. God's word is his medicine. And reading from the 20th verse, it says, "My son, attend to my words, incline thy ear unto my sayings." Attend. You need, in order for the healing power of God to be manifested, you need to give attention to his word. He says, "My son, attend to my words, incline thy ear unto my saying." You need to give our attention to it. If you really want his presence to be manifested through these scriptures, and God will manifest himself through his word, but we have to give attention to it. Amen. You just can't let it sit there on your table and just walk by and expect that power to be manifested. No, you have to give attention to his word. You have to tend to it. Just like you would give attention to a child, you have to tend to it. I know sometimes I don't cook things often, but every now and then I may go in the kitchen and I cook something. And there's been times where I had something. I remember one day I was cooking some popcorn, and I set it in the microwave. I think I had it set for more minutes than I needed to set it for, and you know. I figured I'd be right there, you know. I think I had some popcorn, and I figured I'd be, but something distracted me, and I went out the kitchen, and next thing you know, I smelled something. I smelled smoke, and then I looked towards the kitchen, and I saw smoke, and I ran over there to the microwave, and it was, I mean, the kitchen was literally filled with smoke, and I hurried over there and turned the microwave off. And why did this happen? Because I didn't give attention to what I was doing. So we have to give attention to God's word. Amen. So he says, "My son, attend to my words, incline thy ear unto my saying." We have to incline our ear to what he is saying. In order to really get what you need to get out of Proverbs 4:22, you have to incline your ear. It's very, very important that we understand that God's word is his prescription to us concerning divine health in our body. You have to incline your ear to what God is saying. You have to listen to what God is saying. It says, "Let them not depart from thine eyes." We have to keep this word before our eyes. "Keep them in the midst of thine heart." We have to keep the word in the midst of our heart. You got to make sure that the word is abiding in your heart. Okay, you got to take this. You got to take this word like medicine, amen. And your heart is your spirit. You got to take it like medicine. The Bible also says that life and death is in the power of the tongue. It's in the hand of the tongue. Okay, God have given us authority. So life, at the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. So you have to speak this word. This word has to be in your heart, and it has to be in your mouth. It has to come out. You can't just go around every day and say, "Well, you know, I don't know when I'm going to get well. I don't know when God is going to heal me. I'm so sick. I'm so, and your eyes is on what you see in the natural. Healing begins in the heart. Divine healing, God's healing, begins in your heart. So he says, keep it in your heart. You see, God is doing something on the inside. It's going to be manifested on the outside. Amen. Now that's good news. Let them not depart from thine eyes. So you keep it before your eyes. You got to keep your attention on it. Keep them in the midst of thine heart, for they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Medicine to all their flesh. God's word is medicine. If you meditate on this word, praise the Lord, you have good success. God will begin to manifest himself through his word. Says, I am the Lord that healeth thee. In the book of Exodus, the Lord says in Exodus 15:26, he says, I will put none of these diseases upon thee which I have brought upon the Egyptians, but I am the Lord that healeth thee. You see, he's our healer. He's our great physician. And he prescribes his word to us, and you have to take this word. You have to take it. Just like if your family doctor that you visit every now and then, if he prescribed you a medication, it's not going to do you any good if you don't take it. Well, it's the same way with the word of God. It's not going to do us much good if we don't take it. We have to take it. We have to meditate on it. We have to give attention to it. And this is how you take it. Well, how do I take it? Well, you give attention to it. You incline your ear to it. What is God saying about your situation? Amen. What is he saying? Well, that's what you have to find out. You have to give attention to it. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. This word has to become a part of you. And then again, he says in the book of Exodus 23, it says here, praise the Lord. And you Exodus 26, 23-25. And ye shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy waters, and thy water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. Ye shall serve the Lord your God, and will take sickness away from the midst of thee. There shall nothing cast their young, nor be barren in the land. In the number of thy days I will fulfill. Hallelujah. I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. And that's what he's doing when we meditate on this word. He's taking sickness away from the midst of thee. And it just happened. While you're doing these things, while you're taking God's prescription, he'll take sickness away from the midst of thee. He just does that. It just happens. Amen. You can just meditate on the word. What I do, I listen to, read some healing scriptures. You can even listen to some recorded healing scriptures, or maybe a CD or something, and teaching concerning healing before you go to bed at night or whatever. And so you're feeding that word in your heart. Okay, you're getting that word in your heart. You're allowing the Holy Spirit to put it in your heart. You're giving attention to it. You know, don't go for a whole year without listening to some healing scriptures. You got to keep it before you. You have to give attention to it. You got to purposely say, well, I'm going to listen to my healing scriptures this morning or whatever this afternoon. You're doing that purposely, okay? And you make it a habit of doing that. And you're inclining your ear. You just listen to what God is saying. And continue to do that. Continue to listen. Amen? You have to continue to listen. And you're getting something out of it. You're paying attention to it. You can be doing something, maybe things that you do, but you still listen to the word, okay? You're getting that word in your heart. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of the Lord. You see, faith is coming, and light is coming. The entrance of the word gives light. You're listening, you're tuning in to what God is saying concerning your healing. You're learning things. Amen. And it says, for they are life unto those that find them. You're finding things out. Amen. You're finding God is revealing to you his secrets concerning healing. Amen. And you could say, well, you know, I heard that yesterday. Well, you need to hear it again today, because faith comes by hearing. It's like medicine. It's medicine. God's word is his medicine. Amen. So his healing power is working in your body. Praise the Lord. God gave me this scripture of the day, the book of Genesis. This is what's happening while you're meditating on God's word, while you're just listening to it, while you're feeding upon it, while you're confessing it. Amen. It says, in the beginning, God created the heaven. Genesis 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. Okay, well, praise the Lord. God, the Spirit of the Lord moved upon the face of the waters. You see, while you're meditating in the Word, you're giving attention to the Word, the Holy Spirit is moving. Amen. Hallelujah. He's moving, and God's Word is going forth. And you're confessing that Word. You're meditating that Word. And what the Psalms 107 says in the 20th verse, he sent his Word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. He sent the Word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. You remember when that woman touched the hem of Jesus' garment? Praise the Lord. The healing power flowed from Jesus. And Jesus says, somebody touch me. He knew, he sensed in his body that power had left him. But see, that's what's happening here. When you're meditating on that word, the healing power of God is flowing in your body. The Holy Spirit is affecting a healing and a cure in your body. Hallelujah. God's word is medicine. God's word is medicine. That's what I want you to get. Praise the Lord. There's medicine in Proverbs 4:22. God's word is medicine. And when that power flowed in that woman, she knew in herself. Praise the Lord. She felt in herself that she was healed. Let me turn it down right quick. I'm almost finished with this lesson. I don't want to hold you too long. Praise the Lord. Let me turn the book of Mark. Praise the Lord. Mark 5th chapter. Amen. Hallelujah. She knew in herself that something had happened. Amen. But she pressed her way. Let me read this. Mark 5:25. And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years and had suffered many things of many physicians and had spent all that she had and was nothing better but rather grew worse, when she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. She heard somebody talking about Jesus was healing people. Began to meditate on that thing. She gave attention to it. Amen. She gave attention to it. She inclined her ear. She heard somebody saying that Jesus healed. So she inclined her ear to what they were saying. She was listening. She would give attention. She was giving attention to it. And she kept meditating on that. She kept it before her. And she it says when she had heard of Jesus, she came in the press behind and touched his garment. She pressed her way. She says, it says, for she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. See, she had that in her heart. And she began to confess that, if I just touch the hem of his garment, if I just touch his clothes, I shall be whole. She believed that thing. It says, in a great way, that fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague, of that disease. You know, the Amplified Bible says she came and she kept saying it. She kept saying it. If I just touch the hem of his garment, I shall be whole. She came saying that. She came in faith. If I just touch, when you come to God, when you come to his word, you have to come in faith, you see. And you the entrance of the word gives light. You faith came. When light comes, faith comes. Okay, so you begin to say that. You know you found that when you're saying it. Hallelujah. With this Christ, I'm healed. I believe it. You go through the day. You see, it's changing the image on the inside of you. You no longer see yourself as sick. You begin to see yourself as God sees you. See, the price have already been paid. With his stripes, you are healed. And that woman says, if I just touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. Praise the Lord. And it says here, And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, "Who touched me?" Amen. He immediately, see, when you get in faith, God immediately knows. Hallelujah. He knows what's going on in your body now. He knows what's going on in your life. It says, and he looked around about and see her that had, he looked around about to see her that had done this thing. Amen. Praise the Lord. He saw her faith. When that woman touched him, the power of God flowed out of him. Amen. Praise the Lord. It flowed out of him. It's God's will to heal you. And there's medicine in Proverbs 4:22. Amen. If you just keep meditating on that word, you may say, "Well, Pastor Willie, I don't sense nothing going on when I read that." Well, just continue to read it. Just continue to read it. Amen. Just continue to read it every day. It says in Matthew, there's a verse here I want to read in Matthew before I close this lesson here. Matthew, the 8th chapter, let's see here, the 14th verse, Matthew 8:14. And when Jesus was coming to Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laid and sick of a fever. And he touched her hands, the fever left her, and she arose and ministered unto them. See, when you begin to meditate on this healing word of God, when you begin to take this medicine as God has prescribed, praise the Lord, you'll sense the touch of Jesus. That's the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, touching you. And that sickness, that disease will leave you. Notice what it says. He touched her hands and the fever just left her. What happened to it? It left. When did it leave? I don't know, but I know it left. I remember when I was a child, I had asthma and I suffered many days from it. And just doing what God said here in His Word, meditating on His Word day and night. And that asthma, the problem that I have with my lungs, it just left me. I don't know what day it left. It just left. I just meditated on the Word. I just kept giving attention to His Word. I just kept inclining my ear to the Word. And it just left me. And it's been since 1982, 30 years ago. Praise the Lord. 30 years ago, it just left me. When did it leave? I don't know what day it left. All I know, I'm not suffering no more. And I haven't suffered from it many years. And I suffered from it many days, many days. But it's been, praise the Lord, I believe it was like, 82. And so it's been 30 years. Hallelujah. There's medicine. There's healing. There's a cure in the Word of God. It don't make no difference what you've been suffering with, how long that disease been in your body. When you meditate on God's Word, when you incline your ear to God's Word, that sickness and disease will leave you. It says here, and when the evening was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirit with his what? With his Word. And he healed all that were sick. He cast out the spirit with his word, and he healed all that was. That's what God is doing. He's healing somebody right now. Praise the Lord. Somebody have found that medicine in God's word, and God is healing you right now. He's taking that sickness, that disease away from you right now. See, that's the Holy Spirit. He's healing you right now. In the name of Jesus, be healed. Receive your healing now. In Jesus' name. And many of you, as you go your way, as you go meditating in the Word, as you go reading the words, hallelujah, incline your ears to the Word, God will take sickness and disease from the midst of thee. He's faithful, and great is His faithfulness. Hallelujah. The 17th verse says, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, Himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Jesus bared your sickness. He took your infirmities. He took your weakness. He took your diseases. Praise the Lord. That's why the Bible says, with his stripes ye are healed. As far as God is concerned, ye are healed in Jesus' name. So be healed in the name of Jesus. Now continue to meditate on that word. Incline your ear unto God's saying. What is God saying about your situation? Praise the Lord. Now, I'm not telling you, praise the Lord, stop taking the medicine that your family doctor has prescribed for you. Sometimes people think, well, you know, I got to stop taking this medicine here, the doctor prescribed. I got to stop going to my regular family doctor, whatever. No, continue to do what he says, because you know God worked through doctors as well. Praise the Lord. A lot of things goes with this. You got to eat properly, and you got to exercise, and do all these other good things, and continue to go to your doctor. And God have given us His Word, praise the Lord, and we're faithfully meditating it, as He said, and incline our ear. And if we do the Word, praise the Lord, His healing power will be manifested in our body, and we can be as He desired for us to be. Health. He says, I wish I would above all things that I may prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prosper. You begin to understand the Word. He wants that Word to be manifested in your life, to come to pass in your life. You see, He confirms the Word with signs following. Well, I held you too long already. I got to go. Now, I want you to keep listening to this lesson. Praise the Lord, and I believe every time you listen to it, you get something out of it. You get something new, because you begin to hear God talk to you. Amen. Now be blessed. I'll see you later.